We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
Давайте и дастся вам.
Атаеру токи сечосуру.
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration.
Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tips. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We're still making our way through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And this week we're looking at chapter 10, titled Create New Possibilities. The opening quote is from Marcus Aurelius from Stoicism. And he says, the happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. So this is similar to what we talked about 2 weeks ago with the quality of your questions. And now we're looking at the quality of our thoughts. So the framework in this chapter is called the ladder of leverage. And I just want to walk us through this together so that you could use this in your own generous life. So picture a ladder that is in a pool of what I fondly refer to as stuff. Very elegant, upscale word, stuff. And this is all of the stuff associated with the situation that you're in, be that positive or negative. And then we're going to go up and down this ladder. But it's called the ladder of leverage because we're looking for what is the leverage that we can find to motivate ourselves into a more empowered state or a place with greater agency so we can be generous both to ourselves and to other people. Like the opening sentence of this chapter talks about a lever, and it says, a lever is a small object that dramatically improves our ability to move something heavy. So think about a time that, say, you were moving like a refrigerator or a sofa, pull-out sofa, those are really heavy. And you might have that little wedge, that little like triangle shape that you shove underneath there so that you can tilt that heavy thing and then you could move it. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about what is the little thing that we could find, the edge that we could find so that we could get through or better yet, pursue and thrive in the midst of this challenging thing, whatever we're going through. So back to the image, and those of you joining me on YouTube, I'm going to just show you the visual here of this ladder. So this is the ladder of leverage, and as you can see, it's in the middle of this pool that I'm calling stuff. And from that pool, we select something. So we choose one of the, or a handful of the elements of that situation that we're going to focus on and use as the reason for the setback or inconvenience or insult or whatever. And then we're going to go up the ladder. So I think it would be most useful if we had an example so that we can use that together. And I'm going to use the example, a painful example of getting let go and losing our jobs. So let's just say that we unfortunately are in the current situation where we have just been let go. And so from that pool of stuff associated with us losing our job, the selection that we are making from that pool is that a recent presentation that we gave was so bad that it has cost us our job. So that's the thing that we're collecting. Then we're going to go up the ladder and we're going to make a truth about that or turn that into a fact. And we're going to say, because this recent presentation went so badly, I have now lost my job. The next rung up the ladder is storytelling or meaning making. And we're going to spend the whole session together in 2 weeks just on that. So I won't dwell too much there. But this is when we take that now fact, the thing that we've turned into the truth, and we tell a story about it. And we make it mean that this is unfair and this is an injustice and this was, you know, horrible management. And then we go up the next and the final and fourth part of this ladder of leverage And that's where we come up with beliefs. And we create these like universal global beliefs, like work is, this is, they are, I am. And it's a belief that is consistent with the story that we have been telling, which is in part because of the truth that we have created. And it has a lot, if not everything, to do with the thing that we have selected from the pool of stuff associated with this situation. So what can you do? Well, you know, and especially if you're up on the top of that ladder, it becomes so true to us. Like we have made this make sense in a way that it now seems like it's a fact, when actually it was a selection of data that we have turned into something that we are now interpreting as fact, but isn't exactly. So what we could do is go back down the ladder. We would have to have the courage to go back down that ladder and choose something else. So let's just say in this example, the choice that we would make from the pool of stuff is our mission, vocation, and our purpose, like the big P purpose of our lives. And we look at this most recent employment as a chapter in a book about our career, a necessary and useful chapter, but a shorter chapter than we thought it was going to be. And so we decide to choose our career purpose from the pool. And we go up the rung of the ladder and we say, what truth do I see here? And the truth is that I'm always growing, that I have a load of talent, that I was able to make some new connections and colleagues and learn in this past role, and that role is up. It was ended more abruptly than I thought it would, but it has now come to an end. Then what is the story that I could tell about that? The next rung of the ladder. And the story I could tell is around how stress is a catalyst for growth, because it is, right? But very often we interpret stress as an inconvenience or some kind of an injustice. But if we decided to tell a story and make it mean that this is a catalyst, a necessary catalyst or lever to enable us to find that next role, then we might actually be excited about it. And then the belief that we could have at the top of that ladder is that life is iterative and it's an evolution and it's a growth journey. And this is a test and it's an opportunity for me to practice really being my best self. And I can't wait to see what comes next. So that's an option for us. And it really depends on what are we selecting from that pool of stuff. So this week, I would challenge you to think about what's something in your life that's not going as well as you would like. You're feeling unsettled about it. You don't have a sense of peace. You know that there's work to be done, or maybe there's just some undealt with pain. And I just ask you to go back down the ladder and think of what's another component part to this situation that you're in that you could select instead of the thing that you've been focusing on until now. And what truth or fact could you turn that into? What story might that enable you to create the meaning? And then what belief would most empower you to be the generous leader that you are? So please join us next week with Rob Stoddard. And until then, stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.